Now, it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're headed to Huna, a small community on Chichagof Island in Southeast.
My name is Chris Erickson. I live in Huna, Alaska. I run a guiding and outfitting business during the spring and the fall seasons for brown bear and black bear. And then during the summer season, I'm a charter captain on my 45-foot boat, the Icy Lady. To access Huna, the most common method is to fly into Juneau and then either come over on the ferry or take one of the small airlines, about a 20-minute flight over here or a three-hour ride on the Alaska Marine Highways. Huna, we're on the northern end of Chichagof Island, about 40 air miles west of Juneau. Just a beautiful little community right at the mouth of Port Frederick. We're kind of uniquely situated in that we're an easily accessible community from the main road system or the main towns. We have very good fishing and deer hunting and, of course, lots of bears. Anywhere in southeast Alaska, you're going to have lots of bears. We're very close to Glacier Bay. It's about an hour and a half, two-hour trip by boat from Huna to the entrance to Glacier Bay to Bartlett Cove. And, of course, you can also fly with the smaller airlines that offer daily flights into there as well. About the last 10 years, the cruise ships have established a presence here through the Icy Strait Point, and so there's a bit of tourism going on. But by far, I would say commercial fishing is probably our largest private employer. If you're looking for nightlife, Huna is not the place to go. Most people that live in Huna or come to Huna come here because we do have a very good fresh and saltwater fishing, outdoor opportunities, kayaking, climbing, hiking, and of course hunting, deer hunting, bear hunting, that sort of thing. Those people that live here because that rural lifestyle is what they prefer. We don't have all the social activities of the malls and the shopping and all those conveniences that come with it. So for a lot of people, it is difficult. But those of us who, that's not the sort of things that we cater to, this is the place to be.
Chris Erickson runs a guiding business in Huna. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Robert Woolsey, Jolene Almendarez, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.